Sunny 101.5 News.
Good morning, I'm Jim Arizari. Construction is ramping up in Elkhart on the Exit 92 streetscape project that will beautify the entrance to the city from the Indiana Toll Road. Construction began in October of last year, and Elkhart leaders say it's all part of Mayor Rod Roberson's Aspire Elkhart 2024 initiative to revitalize the city. By November of this year, when construction is scheduled to be complete, you can expect to see new sidewalks, signage, improved lighting, seating areas, landscaping, and a park. Real Services announced major layoffs for a division within its company yesterday afternoon. Employees say they were notified that the organization would be downsizing its Area Agency on Aging staff by two-thirds. The decision was made after Real was unable to come to an agreement with the Indiana Family and Social Services Administration, which is taking over services for patients 60 and older. Summer is quickly approaching and people are spending more time outside. Experts are warning you to be aware of air quality levels. Research by the American Lung Association have found levels of particle pollution in St. Joseph County are very high. Those levels are considered a failing grade annually and a C grade on a day-to-day basis. It can trigger asthma and may even lead to heart disease, COPD, as well as irritation of the airways and eyes. The daily air quality can be found in the weather app on your phone. A proposed concrete plant may have found a location in western St. Joseph County. County officials voted Tuesday night to rezone an agricultural plot of land on Larrison Drive at Fillmore Road between 2 and 20 near New Carlisle. The new site sits along a truck route, which addresses previous concerns on noise and traffic complaints. A man was arrested in connection to a deadly hit and run in LaPorte County earlier this week. 67-year-old Keith Eastwood was hit and killed on US 6 Monday morning just outside of Westville. Through evidence left behind at the scene and the Flock camera database, investigators narrowed down the vehicle that drove away. The LaPorte County Sheriff's Office said 48-year-old Troy Slack was arrested Tuesday in Porter County. Slack was taken to the LaPorte County Jail on a $20,000 cash-only bond. It was revealed yesterday that bouncers took bribes to let underage patrons into Cheers Pub last fall. Yesterday, the bar owner was fighting for his liquor license before the St. Joseph County Alcoholic Beverage Board. The board had the option of recommending that Cheers be shut down. Instead, Cheers has paid a $2,000 fine, hired a third-party security company, and served a three-day suspension last Thursday, Friday, and Saturday that left it on the sidelines the entire Blue Gold game weekend. Dansby Swanson hit a three-run homer during Chicago's four-run first inning, and the shorthanded Cubs beat the Houston Astros 4-3 last night. Playing without Cody Bellinger, who's out with fractured ribs, Chicago used Swanson's big swing and a solid start by Jameson Taillon to earn its second straight win. The Cubs called up Pete Crow Armstrong from AAA Iowa to replace Bellinger on the roster. Curtis Meade hit his first home run of the season, and the Tampa Bay Rays beat the Detroit Tigers 7-5 Wednesday to avoid a three-game sweep. The Tigers completed a six-game trip at 4-2 and are 10-4 on the road this season. Willie Castro hit a three-run homer on his 27th birthday, and Joe Ryan pitched six innings for his first win of the year as the Minnesota Twins beat the Chicago White Sox 6-3. The Sox will try to avoid being swept on this road trip this afternoon before returning home to face Tampa Bay this weekend. The South Bend Cubs fell to Quad Cities 4-2 last night at Four Winds Field. The series continues tonight with first pitch at 7:05. Due to coverage of the first round of the NFL Draft on WSBT, you can hear the South Bend Cubs starting at 6:45 on 96.1 The Ton. On the eve of tonight's first round of the NFL Draft, where they have two picks in the top 10, the Chicago Bears unveiled a nearly $5 billion proposal yesterday for an enclosed stadium next door to their current home at Soldier Field as part of a major project that would transform the city's lakefront, and they're asking for public funding to help make it happen. The plan calls for $3.2 billion for the new stadium plans, plus an additional $1.5 billion for infrastructure. The team and city said the project would add green and open space while improving access to the city's museum campus and could include a publicly owned hotel. The Bears are expected to select USC quarterback Caleb Williams with the first overall pick in the draft, which you can hear tonight starting at 7 o'clock on Sports Radio 960 WSBT. The Bears also have the 9th overall pick, while the Indianapolis Colts will pick at number 15. The Detroit Lions have the 29th overall pick tonight. The Miami Heat have pulled even in their first-round series against the Boston Celtics after winning Game 2, 111-101. Miami made a playoff record 23 three-pointers in the contest. Oklahoma City rolled to a 124-92 win and a 2-0 series lead over New Orleans. In the NHL, Brad Marchand broke a tie midway through the third period, and the Boston Bruins beat the Toronto Maple Leafs 4-2 to take a 2-1 lead in that first-round series. Vegas took a 2-0 series lead against the West top seed Dallas with a 3-1 win last night. Game 3 is Saturday night in Las Vegas. Anze Kopitar fired the game winner in overtime to give the Los Angeles Kings a 5-4 victory over the Edmonton Oilers to even that series at one game apiece.
A frosty morning, but then we'll become mostly sunny and warmer today. We're going to end up at 60 this afternoon. I'm meteorologist Carrie Pujo.